continuing to serve the foundation as it works to serve the university. A lot of things happen when you are at this stage of your career. One thing I know that recently my daughter came out to celebrate during Foundation Weekend my departure, and I know that she asked her kids, you know, I'm going to visit with Grandpa, and do you know why I'm going? And they all gave, I think, very poignant comments from her report. But my one of my twin granddaughters said, well, I think you're going, Mommy, because Grandpa is tired. Retiring, that's what retiring means. So anyway, well, seriously, I have thoroughly enjoyed all 13 years that I've been associated directly with the University of Illinois. It's truly one of the great universities, not only in this country or in this state, but clearly globally, and we all know that, and that's why it's so exciting to be a part of it. You know, one of the things I've most enjoyed has really to be really working with three very dynamic and very diverse campuses, and clearly each serves a special niche, not only in this state, but really in the country. And clearly, collectively, they are one of the crown jewels of the state. It's also been an honor and privilege to work for the foundation, obviously to serve the U of I in that capacity, and to know that private giving, all the things that we all work on, that it's making a difference for our faculty and our students and certainly our staff. In my report, I want to be brief. I'm going to adhere to the principle that short speeches and short reports make long-term friends and happy colleagues, so I want to be brief. I want to cover, talk a little bit about where we are with respect to Access Illinois, our scholarship initiative, which is going to become more and more important, I think, over the years. I want to give you a little kind of summary of how we did in FY12, because I haven't had a chance to do that in my previous remarks, to give you kind of the final numbers. I want to talk to you where we are at the end of the first quarter of this particular fiscal year, talk a little bit about where we are with respect to endowment, and then obviously we're having some leadership transition in the development advancement area, and so I'll reflect upon that a little bit, and then make some parting comments. Hopefully they'll all be good. So anyway, as far as Access Illinois, the Presidential Scholarship Initiative, as of the end of September, which is about 43% of the way through our timeline, we have raised over 50% of our goal, 57% of our goal. It makes it pretty easy. That means slightly over 57 million, since our goal is 100 million. In total, the three campuses of the university have received commitments at sufficient rates that I know that I think we're going to definitely achieve our overall goal well before the campaign's targeted end, which is June 30th of 2014. And with that in mind, I think one of the things that the foundation and the university, we're all going to want to talk about is, should we reflect and say, hey, let's shoot for 2014, but should we extend, increase that goal? And I think as we go into our next campaign, which we're already thinking about, as you know, we're always thinking about campaigns and in campaigns, is to not only increase the goal, but to extend the deadline, because this is a critical priority. And I think with definite targets, that gets people's attention, especially in our business, because that's our bottom line. So something to think about. As far as how we ended up in FY 2012, we had a terrific year in FY 2012. New business is the baseline measure for the productivity of our development efforts. And new business includes all new commitments in a given year, including outright gifts paid in the current year plus new pledges, and new deferred commitments that will be paid in future years. One of the successes of our Brilliant Futures campaign was to increase new business fundraising productivity to new levels, and we did that. On an aggregate basis, the university and foundation together have achieved a sustained level of at least $250 million annually in new business over the past 6 years. The most recent five are included in the little chart in the handout, and of course the